A patient named Donna Parrish, P-A-R-R-I-S-H, date of birth 6-3 of 72, date of service 6-14 of 23. This is a 51-year-old female patient. She is here today with cough, chest congestion. She did have a sore throat a few days ago, but now that has subsided. No sore throat today. She does have a bout or two of diarrhea as well. No acute abdominal pain, period, new paragraph. No activity intolerance. The main complaint is the cough and the chest congestion. Period, new paragraph. On exam, blood pressure 121 over 79, pulse 77, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenating well at 98%. Period, new paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, she does have cervical cancer. She's cancer-free now for 9 months. History of anemia as well. She is being taken care of well at MD Anderson. Period, new paragraph. Surgical history, cervical radiation surgeries, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Labs today include a COVID-19. It was negative. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well nourished, well developed, well groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears. There is some mild bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area postnasal drip identified. Oral pharyngeal area, no excessive erythema. Oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Regular rate and rhythm, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, remainder of exam is unremarkable, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Chest x-ray was done on this patient as well. There are a few areas of very mild consolidation on the right side, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Upper respiratory infection, interstitial pneumonitis. Patient will receive a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack. Period, new paragraph, cough, Phenergan DM, 5 ml, 4 times daily PRN cough, number 180 ml, period, new paragraph. She used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic or call me if not improving.